Bill. The more we learn, mm-hmm. the more impressed we are. We all want to meet these men and thank them because of how amazing this task was. Of course, for security reasons, we're not allowed to know. But here's what we do know. There are only 2,500 SEALs. 75% of the men who try out to become one never make it. And only a very small slice ever make it to the elite team level like Team 6. One thing is for sure. Whoever pulled the trigger on Osama bin Laden was the best of the best. Overnight at Boneshaker Sports Bar in Dam Neck, Virginia, where Navy SEAL Team 6 trains. Locals toasted someone they may never know by name, but who could easily be their neighbor.
God bless the man that took the shot. He's going to live with that for the rest of his life. I'm proud of him.
Absolutely.
I'm very proud of him.
So what do we know about what he is like? We know the shooter is a he because all SEALs are men. He's probably about 30 years old, with a bachelor's and possibly a master's degree. He's most likely white and may have a wife and children. The SEAL who delivered that double tap to the head and chest of America's most hated enemy is a perfect physical specimen.
They have gazelle legs, no waist, and huge upper body configuration.
But he is also most likely hiding beneath a slightly disheveled exterior. Unlike other Navy SEALs, the member of SEAL Team 6 who killed bin Laden is most likely not the clean-cut action figure you might imagine. He probably uses modified grooming standards, including a beard and longer hair designed to help him blend in places like Pakistan and Afghanistan.
If you've never met a Navy SEAL and you ran into one in a bar, you probably still wouldn't know he's a Navy SEAL.
Former SEALs say this was definitely not his first mission. He may even have pieces of shrapnel or frag still in him from previous firefights. But inside, he has something special, a rare mental agility that allows him an unflinching nature in the most harrowing situations.
They are basically, as individuals, egomaniacs that make music together. They need to be challenged all the time, otherwise they get in trouble.
And killing public enemy number one in just 40 minutes still won't keep him from getting a little good-natured ribbing.
Whoever was the lucky guy to make the squeeze to take him down, he was hard-assed by his teammates that it could have been done in 20 minutes. There's always that bubble of pushing for better success.
You know, you want to say at some point, well, let's not build them up too much. You know what? You can't build them up too much. And the more you talk to SEALs, the most impressive thing, I think, is their reserve. They say to you, hey, don't make us out to be super athletes. This is about dedication to the job. It's all about the mission.
Well, Howard Wasson, who you talked mm-hmm. to in your piece, too, was here yesterday, and he basically said the same thing. You know, he wanted to make sure to give credit to everyone. But he also meant you got to have a huge ego. And rightfully so, to do the work that they do.
To go into these high-stakes yeah. situations knowing every time you may not come out, everything's on the line, you better know you're good.
Yes. All right, Chris.
Just to survive their training. Yeah. It's incredible.
2 years.
Everything is amazing, amazing stuff. Thanks, Chris.